If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Try to force it to him if he's open. Here is Ovechkin, shoots, he scores! He scores! Number 895!
History with 1.3 million people watching. Turner Sports' NHL coverage, the most ever for a non-Winter Classic game on Sunday afternoon. Eddie Olczyk was on the call with Kenny Albert, who you heard broadcasting the game there. And Eddie O joins us now on our Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Eddie, you're on in the nation's capital, where we are still celebrating Ovi. How are you?
I'm doing well, Granddaddy. Thank you for having me. And you mentioned on the call, when you played the call on our TNT broadcast, I did get the goosebumps again, to be honest with you. Like, it's to think about the number and to think about the theatrics of Alexander Ovechkin. Just amazing. I mean, to be there and to be on the call, to be in the building, and the excitement level of every time. I mean, the crowd, they were watching the game, obviously. But when Ovi was not on the ice, it sure felt like the eyes were watching Ovi on the bench, waiting for him to come on the ice, because it seemed like every time he jumped on the ice in play, and I'm not talking about it a stoppage or coming off a stoppage, the pitch of the crowd. And look, there were a lot of Cap fans there the other day at UBS Arena in Elmont, New York, but it just was another level, and it was just so thrilled and honored and privileged to have been a small part of it on the broadcast. And we all saw hockey history, and it's just amazing, because I played for 16 years from 1984 to 2000, and I saw Wayne Gretzky do what he did. And seeing that number get put up when he did retire in 1999, it was like, yeah, that's one that Gretz is going to have, because he's going to have a million records. And this one, I don't think it's ever going to get broken. And sure enough, the grade eight is able to take it down, and that just speaks to the greatness, the consistency, the health. He's evolved as a player. He's changed as a player, I think, which has helped him the last, 5 to 7 years. So long-winded. It was awesome, and congratulations to the grade eight.
Can you go into that about his evolution? That's what's been so remarkable to us. I mean, he was hitting everything that moved early in his career,
yeah,
and now just
exactly.
he's like a shark that's on break, kind of a lot of times,
yeah,
just sort of conservative energy, but finding himself into good spots.
Yeah, I think that to me, and I've said this a couple of times over, I want to say the last handful of years, but seemed to get a lot more traction here when all of a sudden, he's approaching 850, 860, 870. And people are wondering, well, how has he done it? I mean, look at unfairly is, I think, some people and some hockey analysts have talked about him being one-dimensional, just a goal scorer. He's the farthest from being a one-dimensional hockey player. He does way more than just score goals. A, schematically, he opens up ice. and he always has, and you got to account for him. So there's something for that. He sees the ice. He's a very good passer. You know, he forechecks extremely well. And then you add in the physical confrontation that he has the ability. You know, for the first probably, honestly, 14-plus years, he was willing to run somebody in the third or fourth row and maybe even the eighth or ninth row. Like, he would pick his spots, and he wouldn't bypass anybody. But I think what has happened is that, he's learned. He's gotten older. He's learned. He's understood that, like, that takes a piece out of you, and you don't have maybe as much energy to play on the offensive side. And I think that that's what's happened here the last 5-plus years, is that he realized that I'm going to be much more selective. He's still going to, you still got to have your head up, because he might think about running you into the third or fourth row. But what it's done, it's kept him healthier. I think it's given him more energy within games to be able to bypass those hits and be much more selective. And then obviously working on his craft, which, you know what, nobody's done it better. And he has been able to achieve a marker, like we said earlier, that I think most people, I should say, well, I'll speak for myself, that I didn't think was ever, was ever attainable. Now, look, the game has changed. All sports have catered to the offensive side. Maybe a little bit too much in a lot of sports, but that's probably for another day. But the way that the rules are now, the overtime rules, the power plays, just the way that the game is played now, the timing couldn't have been any better. So I tip my hockey helmet to him for being able to change his game in a most positive way. And look, 40-plus goal seasons, never been done in the history of the National Hockey League. That's just stuff that is, what do today's kids say? Sick. Yeah. That's sick. Like, that is just, it's just great stuff. And, an unbelievable day for hockey on Sunday between the Caps and Islanders.
Yeah, it was great. And the coverage was awesome. I got to go back, 'cause we were watching at a watch party, our local Monumental crew, and watch your guys call in the broadcast that you guys did, and having Gretzky, and it was just really well done by everybody nationally, and you guys having the Ovechkin down the stretch there. Very, very exciting times for Caps fans. Eddie Olczyk is with us on Grant and Danny. I'm curious, as we go back in time, as to like his evolution. Also, the conversation around him, right? There was a time where early in his career, he was rubbing a lot of people the wrong way. The old guard, a lot of the, particularly the Canadian analysts, our perception was, in fact, we have a bit here that we do, Pierre Maguire on NBC, hey, Edzo, Sidney Crosby just breathed. I don't believe it, Edzo.
He's exhaling, Edzo. It's unbelievable.
Oh, my God, he just skated through the neutral zone. My pants need to come off, Edzo.
He's got a glove on each hand, Edzo.
Ovechkin's got 4 goals, but Crosby's skating with both feet, Edzo. But anyway, early in his career, shtick aside, like, he could do nothing right with a lot of these people. Did you ever notice? I mean, you're an American analyst, and maybe it's not quite the same as the a lot of the Canadian folks, but like,
yeah,
it seemed to go away. Why was that? Or is that not fair?
Well, I mean, look, that's very funny, because I lived it every day, so I would just laugh like I am right now, maybe not outwardly over the air when that was happening. But look, I just, full disclosure for some people that may not know, I was coaching in Pittsburgh for the Pittsburgh Penguins back in 2003, and that year we were in a major rebuild in Pittsburgh, and we had just drafted Marc-Andre Fleury, and we knew obviously what was coming. We knew the Grade 8 was coming that next draft year. We knew Evgeny Malkin was coming that next draft year, and oh, by the way, Sidney Crosby was coming the following season. So I was privy to meetings and scouting reports in Pittsburgh, and knowing that, look, we were going to hit the jackpot either way, whether we finished first or second. And I think at that time there was a question mark on who would be the first pick if we would have gotten it. We didn't have any centers, because I think you got to build your franchise through the middle of the ice, and we kind of agreed on that. So I just kind of giving you guys the tea leaves a little bit. But everybody said is that at that time, and I'm going back to 04, if I can remember my dates, he like this guy, meaning the great eight, Alexander Ovechkin, is that he has the ability to be a generational player that could play with that power and that ability to change a game, whether the puck is on his stick or he's putting a shoulder in somebody's chest. And that, and it took a while for him and the Caps to win, but I don't think that they did not win because of Alexander Ovechkin. I think that all of a sudden it was better players, timing's everything, you know, and the grade eight is able to do that. So I think with the swagger and with the confidence and the way that he played the game, I think that maybe, not me, but I think it might have taken people back a little bit in the confidence level that he had. And look at the battle between him and Sidney Crosby was awesome. It was awesome for the game. It's awesome for the history of the game. And you look at those two players now, and I know they were drafted in different years, but they came in together, is that I think that they've helped carry the league on their shoulders with the battles between the Penguins and the Caps, and then also the individual battles between Ovi and Sid. And I don't know why, you know, why maybe the extra scrutiny on Ovi, but I do know is that the greatness of him came to the forefront, obviously, when the Caps won the Stanley Cup, and then now when you see what has taken place here to get to the top of the mountain to become the greatest goal scorer in the history of the National Hockey League is just absolutely amazing. So I know there's a lot there, but I just wanted to kind of put it into context there. From a former player, mm-hmm. and then somebody that was on the other side and then coaching against him, and then now obviously all these years of being a broadcaster, whether at NBC or now at TNT, to be able to see and know the insights of what was projected by, you know, the hockey know-it-alls on the inside of scouting, is that, like, forget the numbers, okay? Like, I know it's hard too, but just forget the numbers. Exactly how we thought Ovi could be, he has surpassed that because he does have the ability to be a game changer offensively and physically, which ultimately ends up, you know, deciding on winning and losing in hockey. And he's had an unbelievable career, without a doubt.
So, Eddie, you touched on this briefly, but I'd love for you to go into it. I don't know if it's Magic and Bird, right, what they did for the NBA, but this Crosby-Ovechkin thing,
sure.
It's something. So quantify that for us. Maybe just sort of look back. How different is the game now than when he broke in 20 years ago?
Well, I mean, the rules are different. You know, I mean, it is a different type of game. I think it is a little bit more wide open now than it was when they first initially came into the league, both Sid and Ovi. But I think that what they've proven, I mean, look at where they are. I mean, individually on their particular teams. Like I said about Ovi, I mean, he's, I think, third in the league in scoring now. You know, as I said, he's a 14th, you know, 40 plus goal season. I know where he is on the goal scoring all time list now. And you look at what Sidney Crosby's been able to do. I mean, I thought last year was as good as a year that Crosby's had in the last 3 or 4 years. Like, I thought he was a finalist for a Selke trophy for the best two way forward in the entire National Hockey League last year. And he's playing on a team that, you know, they're still hanging on, but, you know, they're not going to make the playoffs again. So I just think when you look at these two players and the longevity and the winning, not only internationally, but in the National Hockey League, it's been an unbelievable run because it does go like that. It's in all sports. I mean, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, what era is that, you know, you're going to have those two, three, maybe lucky enough, you know, I mean, I grew up in Chicago. I was drafted in 1984. I was a third overall pick for the Chicago Blackhawks. They had another pretty good third overall pick in 1984 that is the greatest basketball player ever to play. And, you know, I mean, like, you have those eras now. I mean, obviously, you know, Michael is, you know, maybe carried it for a very, very long time and probably still does to a certain extent. But all sports go through it. And when you have these elite athletes that just breathe different air, it's great for the game. It's great for business. And, you know, the National Hockey League is just so fortunate that, you know, both Sid and Ovi came in at the same time and have won and have set records and continue to be important pieces of the National Hockey League. So now who are going to be, you know, those next guys, right? Now, obviously, McDavid is there and McKinnon's there. We know what happened at the Four Nations Faceoff. We have the Olympics coming up in, you know, in February of next year. So that'll be a big lift. And it's been great. I mean, and neither one is disappointed. And that to me comes with a lot of pressure from within, but also, you know, in the National Hockey League in North America. And, oh, by the way, it stretches because of Alexander Ovechkin. You talk about worldwide, and these guys have carried the torch just beautifully.
Well said. 1.3 mil tuned in to Eddie Olczyk's broadcast with Kenny Albert on Turner. Hopefully they'll be calling a lot of Caps playoff wins deep into the summer. Hey, before we let you go, you're big into horse racing, yes? I feel like I've seen you for years do horse racing stuff.
This will be my 11th year doing the Kentucky Derby for,
right?
NBC.
Oh, that's
so, yes,
cool.
I've become a veteran.
So I had seen you for years. I just didn't know. Do you keep up with it year-round? Because the reason I ask is a buddy of ours, Jason Wirth, the former Nationals player.
Yes.
So he obviously hit the lottery and his horse got into the Derby last year. Well, he's got another horse this year that just finished second in the Jeff Ruby Stakes, Flying Mohawk, which is supposed to make the field again this year.
Yeah, that just for people that may not, Turfway Park, where the Jeff Ruby Stakes was in Kentucky, that's a different type of surface. That's like an all-purpose surface. I mean, I don't want to say it's like AstroTurf, you know, as far as in a sand form, but it is kind of like that. It's not a regular dirt track like Churchill Downs. So I think the jury is still out for that particular horse. But Kentucky Derby, I'll be there for NBC. And right now, I'll just let you know, if the Kentucky Derby was in 20 minutes from right now, I would be betting a horse by the name of Journalism that is based out in California and just win the Santa Anita Derby on the weekend. So hopefully get at least 4-1 and turn $100 into 500. So hopefully we can get those odds come the first Saturday in May.
All right, I like it. We might
have
to have
you
back on.
I love that.
In a month or so to discuss it. But hey, great call. We enjoyed the broadcast. Wanted to get you guys on just to give a little national perspective on Ovi. Thanks so much for the time, Eddie.
I look forward to talking to you guys again. I appreciate it. And again, and congratulations. And if I can, really quick, I thought the National Hockey League did an unbelievable job with the ceremony. And I'd used the saying before in 2010 at the Olympics on NBC when Team USA was playing Team Canada. I thought the event on Sunday was tremendously tremendous. So a tip of the hockey helmet to the National Hockey League, and a job well done. And the fans were unbelievable at UBS Arena as well. So we'll look forward to chatting with you guys down the road. Thanks.
Sounds good.
Me.
Yeah. Cheers. Thank you.
Our pleasure. There's Eddie Olczyk. Check him out. Turner Sports as they continue to broadcast the Caps deep into the playoffs, hopefully,